offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text DEMO to 813-813.
The Montana State Legislature now back in session following the transmittal break, plus big issues at the national level. A war zone on our southern border. Time to declare these drug cartels as terrorist organizations. That's just some of the topics we cover right here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. We can take simplicity, so let them spoil you. Make it happen starting now. Visit MVDExpress.com for details. MVDExpress.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, the Montana House Democrats put out a statement that's truly, truly preposterous that we'll get to and get into the details. I want to play this clip that the Montana Democrats posted that they referred to Senator Tom McGillray's callous response to something. You've got to hear this. Go ahead.
So for 6 days, I provided full-time care for my mother while we tried to find a place for her. And I heard things from the managers, such as, well, gosh, one family had to take their family member to Idaho, and another family had to go to Ennis and then Billings. And we ultimately did find a spot for her only because someone passed away. We, as a state, to follow up with Senator Beard, need to take better care of our elderly. We need to make sure that families feel supported and that the system is in good shape. I beg of you, support this bill.
Senator McGillivray.
Mr. President, allow me a little latitude. I'm going to not quite speak to the bill, but I'm going to speak to it. I have a novel concept. Buy long-term care insurance. And take personal responsibility.
Buy long-term care insurance. How is that callous to tell people to buy long-term care insurance? I what's hilarious is the Democrats are spreading this video around and look at how callous Senator McGillray is. And I'm looking at, I think it's great. I like that. I like that quote from Tom McGillray, Senator McGillray. So here's the context of this. The context of this is that the Republicans in the legislature, including Senator McGillray and all the other Republicans up there in Helena right now, what they're doing is cutting our taxes. They're sending money back to Montanans. And the Democrats are up there with all of these absurd wish lists and proposals about, hey, let's all just spend. They just want to spend. They just want to spend all that money. They don't support the tax cuts. They don't support sending this money back to Montanans. And the House Democrats are sending this out there. They're apparently in favor of the state of Montana basically providing long-term care benefits without them buying long-term care insurance. And I just love that from Senator McGillivray. I have a novel concept. Buy long-term care insurance. And it's just like, exactly. You can buy this stuff. Why? And then the lady that's speaking, oh my goodness, she had to take care of her parents for 6 days. How horrible is that, to have to take care of your parents for 6 days? Oh my goodness, we should have the state take all of the taxpayer dollars and provide free long-term care for elderly people so that lady doesn't have to take care of her parents for 6 days. I would be embarrassed if I was her to be bringing up that and to be complaining about having to take care of my parents for 6 days. And the Democrats have all of these other proposals out there too, including one pump our taxpayer dollars into some housing fund where they're gonna spend all of our taxpayer dollars, building affordable housing, and it's just like they won't you know, they won't cut any of the DEQ regulations. They won't allow us to do subdivisions. They won't allow us to build properties. They won't allow us to drill wells. You know, the DEQ is hardcore against wells. If you want to try to have a well in one of these newer subdivisions, good luck. I was looking at some of these new subdivisions here in Billings, and they're all cisterns, and you got to haul your water. That's what's preventing more development and more building. Who wants to own a piece of property where you don't even have water? You have to have a water hauler come and haul your water to your lot because of the DEQ in Helena won't allow you to drill a well. It really is ridiculous, and if you're out there looking at empty lots, you need to look into these DEQ regulations on these subdivisions. It's called a COSA. It's called a Certificate of Subdivision Approval. You've got to pay attention to these because they're trying to ban you from having water wells, and there's all these other draconian restrictions. And so that's what's pretty. I mean, we have these 2-acre lots here sort of north of Billings, a bunch of new subdivisions up there with these really nice lots, beautiful area, great lots, but you have to haul your water. And the thing that I always think about when I'm looking at these new subdivisions here in Montana where the state won't allow you to have a well, and I'm thinking back to COVID, how do you feel about having to hire somebody to come haul water, you know, in the middle of COVID? Let's go straight to the phones. We got Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks so much for calling.
Morning, David. It's funny you mentioned COVID. If the Democrats were so worried about people having more access to, elder care and stuff like that, maybe they shouldn't be on board so much for shutting down all these rural long care term facilities because of COVID measures.
Right.
You know, and it's not the government's responsibility to go out and make sure that every squirrel has a tree full of nuts. You know, that squirrel's got to go out and hustle and get its own nuts for the winter, right?
No, that's right. Tim, I'm hearing the music. Sorry, I brought you on there right there as we're heading into a break. But if you'll hang with us or call back, we'd love to have you back on. But I think you're right about it's not the government's responsibility. And frankly, I think it'd be better for our culture if we all...
0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-0433. Again, 800-279-0433.
With the Daybreak AgriPort on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblund. Well, USDA has once again raised the 2023 Fed steer price forecast. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jankowski says the latest forecast for the 2023 average Fed steer price is driven by many factors.
We raised them this month again, raised them $2.75 a hundredweight year over year. So 2023 compared to last year, 2022. They would be up $17.35 per hundredweight. So currently forecasted $161.75 per hundredweight. And again, that's reflecting those, you know, tighter supplies and, again, continuing firm demand for meat and for beef in particular.
For cow-calf producers, CattleFax is projecting a 5.5-weight steer calf to average $2.25 a hundredweight this year with a range of $2 all the way up to $2.45. Well, in other news, the House Agriculture Committee in Washington, D.C. is set to give an initial outline of budget views and estimates for the 2024 fiscal year. An early look at the report shows the House Ag Committee could push for improvements to the current safety net within Title I of the Farm Bill and try to move away from relying on Congress to approve ad hoc disaster aid. A letter from the committee states that the current safety net is outdated and doesn't take into account the rising costs that farmers and ranchers face in today's world.
If you're looking for bulls that are raised with a commercial rancher in mind, attend the Elk Angus Bull Sale on Tuesday, March 21st at the ranch south of Buffalo, Wyoming. Selling are over 40 range-ready bulls raised in the rocks and the sagebrush at the base of the Bighorns. Highlights include Sons of Rammel Rangefinder, KG Justified, Musgrave 316 Exclusive, Sitsteller, and Keneally National. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on DV Auction. For more information, visit elkangus.com. Range proven, cow powered, focused on the future, Elk Angus.
Some things just belong together, like the college basketball tournaments and terrific fans, buzzer beaters and bracket busters, and Tire-Rama and Cooper Tires. Tire-Rama is known for superior tire care and hometown service. Plus, through April 30th, save up to $75 on a set of qualifying Cooper tires, like the Discoverer STT Pro, Rugged Trek and AT3 family, and the Cooper Xeon, Endeavor, Endeavor Plus, and CS5 family. Tire-Rama, Cooper Tires, and you. Visit your neighborhood Tire-Rama for more details.
Returning back this morning, the Biden administration has introduced its fiscal year 2024 budget, along with a list of revenue raisers, also called tax increases. Many farmers and ranchers are concerned with a few of those items, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has outlined concerns that they will be lobbying against, which include an increase to the tax rate for C corporations from 21% to 28%. An increase in capital gains where the top marginal rate would go from 20 to 39.6%, and it would also end the stepped-up basis for capital gains. The Biden administration plan also would end the 1031 like-kind exchanges. The proposal would allow the deferral of gain up to an aggregated amount of $500,000 for each taxpayer, or $1 million in the case of married individuals. And finally, there would be pass-through entities making more than $400,000 being subjected to either the net investment income tax or the Self-Employment Contributions Act tax as well. Again, these tax issues are a top concern for groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We've got Tim in Billings on the phone. Tim, so sorry for taking your call right there before the break, but thanks for hanging with us.
That's all right. It gives me a chance to collect my thoughts.
Great.
But, yeah, what these liberals ought to do is, if they're concerned, take that tax rebate, and depending on how they want to prioritize spending their own money instead of spending other people's money, they could either go out and get that long care, you know, insurance,
right,
or they could invest it in the stock market or buy gold or do whatever they want to do with it.
Great idea.
On what their priority is, what age they're at, what stage of their life they're at, what their health is like, and they can make their own personal decision instead of having some bureaucratic middleman decide how to spend their money.
That's a great point.
They don't want to have any personal responsibility. They want to be able to take that refund, because I guarantee you there's not going to be one liberal who will turn that refund back to the state. They'll all take
right.
that money. Some of them will go get piercings and tattoos, and they can do that, or they'll go get new rims on their cars, or they'll go buy a video game system, or who knows. But they certainly probably won't invest it or, you know, take and spend it the way that you and I might spend it.
No, know, of course not.
Put it away into an IRA, put it away into, you know, something for the future. And that's entirely their right. And they should be able to spend it exactly how they want to spend it, as we should be able to spend it how we want to spend it.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that's a great point. What do you think of my point about this whole culture that we have where, you know, it's all about Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, and it's so bad that this poor Democrat, she had to take care of her mother for 6 days, and that should be the state's responsibility. Whereas I personally think that's a little bit grotesque to say it's so horrible that I had to take care of my parents. You know, why do we just want to turn over our elderly to the state? I think that's culturally that's a little bit off. What do you think of that?
I agree 100%. I am fortunate enough to where when I was growing up, my grandparents on my mom's side lived right next to us. I never spent a day in daycare, and they all, my parents, my grandparents, they all worked, you know, full-time jobs, and I was able to, you know, avoid getting put into that, you know, situation where I had to go to daycare. Thankfully, my grandfather, before he passed, was never spent a day in long-term care, and my grandmother towards the end was able to stay out of places like that for a long time, but it got to where she needed more assistance than we could provide as we are all still working. I think that we should get back to more of a more of a family,
yeah,
say communal, but a family communal type of setting where you don't have to send your grandparents and your elderly loved ones away to be taken care of, because I understand it's very taxing on you physically, emotionally, mentally.
We're up against another break here. We're up against another break. I fully agree. Thank you so much, Tim. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A powerful winter storm is taking aim at New England.
The nor'easter could dump up to 18 inches of snow on parts of New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, with some power outages already reported in the region. The wintry mess is already making it difficult to get around, and some schools in the region canceled classes. People are being warned to stay off the roads if possible.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. We just got the February Consumer Price Index, and it's up 0.4% month over month, in line with expectations. And Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell's staff says he's recovering well after a fall last week.
And he was discharged from the hospital, but he is not heading home. The statement says the next step is a period of physical therapy at an inpatient rehab facility, and that during treatment, his doctors discovered a minor rib fracture, and he's receiving treatment for that as well.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Anyway, great call from Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks again so much for the call. I think you make some great points. And frankly, you know, what Tim was just saying is oftentimes what I hear from other regular Montanans about this whole thing is, and you know, I hear this over and over again. Hey, my parents took care of me. My parents raised me. My parents took care of me for 18 years and did all this stuff. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world to take care of your elderly parents. And in fact, it's a good thing. It's a positive thing. This idea that the Montana House Democrats, the Montana Democrat Party, feel so strongly about this that they would actually tweet this out and put out this video of Senator McGillray simply making the point that, hey, if you don't want to take care of your grandparents, buy them long-term care insurance. Buy yourself long-term care insurance. It's common sense. That's how it works. It's like, hey, if you guys want to go buy long-term care insurance with the tax refund you're now going to get, thousands and thousands of dollars back from the state because we overpaid taxes, go buy long-term care insurance. That's great. If you don't want to take care of your folks, you can be that way. But Tim's point is exactly what I've been hearing from lots of people, which is it's a good thing to take care of your elderly folks. And frankly, I think, you know, the whole Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid thing has culturally changed our country quite a bit. It used to be that you would have multiple generations living together. It used to be that we would take care of our elderly in this country. And now the Democrats just want to put old folks in a home and let the state take care of them. And they want to, you know, live their hedonistic, sinful lifestyles and not take care of their family. I think it'd be a good thing if, as a society and as a culture, we went back to the way it used to be, where we would actually take care of our elderly and we could have multi-generational households. That would be good for families. That would be good for society and culture. Instead, you've got the Democrats that are so upset about having to take care of their elderly parents that they're sending out tweets criticizing our own Senator Tom McGillray, a great, wonderful man, from bringing up the obvious point, which is, hey, take personal responsibility if you want this. Go buy long-term care insurance. A lot of businesses, employers, will offer long-term care insurance as a benefit. Some of them will pay for it. Some of them will pay for a small amount of long-term care insurance coverage, and then you'll have to pay out of pocket for more long-term care insurance. If your employer doesn't offer it, you can go buy long-term care insurance on the private market. But this idea that, hey, the people of Montana paid over what they needed to in taxes, and, you know, instead of giving that back to the Montana people, no, we should spend it on, you know, making sure the state takes care of our elderly instead of the families. And then they've also got another tweet and another video out talking about how instead of doing tax cuts, instead of doing tax refunds, the state should be using all that money to go around building affordable housing, quote unquote. Open phones 406-294-0970. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. That's Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LCTRFAN on every major social media platform, including my live stream, twitch.tv/lecturefan. Tim in Billings sent a message on the Montana Talks app as well. He says, David, what better way to start breaking up the family than to start with the elderly and make them seem like an inconvenience, the people who are traditionally the most wise and understanding of traditional family values? He started with the elderly. Now they're going for the children. Thank you, Tim in Billings. Yeah, the whole thing about this, the Montana House Democrats, their tweet about Senator McGillivray here, the whole thing about it is it does tie in to these bigger issues that the left is pushing, and it does tie in to the disrespect for life, the disrespect for the elderly that the Democrats have. I mean, I personally, number one, I believe in, you know, honoring our elders, and I think the elderly folks in our society are absolutely the smartest and wisest people. They are the people that we should be wanting to spend more time with. Their views and their experiences are more than ours. And so, but the Democrats, this disturbing, you know, disrespect for life, and last time I guest hosted was when the Canadian news was coming out of Canada about how they were basically promoting assisted suicide for any elderly person with a healthcare problem, and there was a veteran in Canada who I think needed a wheelchair or something along those lines, and had gone to the Canadian government and said, hey, I'd like to get a wheelchair or something. The Canadian government's response was, hey, have you thought about assisted suicide? And they're pushing this they're pushing this thing, and it's about a disrespect for life for the unborn and the elderly, and it's all for the convenience. What made me think of this is Tim and Billing's comment there about how it's all for the convenience of the living, right, or the convenience of the healthy. Let's kill the unborn, or let's have assisted suicide for the elderly. They're both wrong. They both show a fundamental sort of lack of respect for life at the early stages and at the late stages, and it's also it's disrespect for the elderly. These leftists, they don't believe in honoring the father and the mother. They think you know, mom and dad should be basically overcome and overruled by the state, by public schools, and so it all kind of ties in together. So then to see the Democrats tweeting out clips from Senator McGillivray simply making the point that, hey, instead of asking for the state of Montana, the taxpayers here, to pay for your elderly folks' long-term care so you don't have to. So, oh my gosh, it's so horrible that this Democrat, she had to take care of her elderly parents for 6 days, and they're going to tweet that out and attack. Here's another quote here from another Democrat in the Montana House complaining about tax cuts, and here's her proposal. Representative Abbott, here's what she thinks we ought to be doing with the extra tax funds.
This bill is really about investing in building, a state investment in making sure that we are building not just housing, because we can't build our way out of this problem. We need to actually make sure it's affordable. So this bill does a couple things. It creates the Montana Workforce Housing Trust Fund, and it outlines that $500 million will be invested in that trust fund.
So $500 million into a quote-unquote trust fund for workforce housing. No, don't give that money back to the people of Montana. No, don't cut property taxes. Don't cut the business equipment tax. Don't cut income taxes. Don't give more to low-income Montanans through the earned income tax credit. No. Put $500 million of it into a workforce housing trust fund where it's going to be all eaten up by administrative expenses. Do the Democrats not understand this? If you take that $500 million and you give it back to the people of Montana, that's better for everybody. Because if you put it in a trust fund for workforce housing, it's going to get eaten up in administrative expenses. And it's going to be used inefficiently. This is government. And it's going to take forever. And they're going to want to, they literally are asking The Democrats are literally proposing, let's take taxpayer dollars from Montana and go and have the government go build houses. How preposterous. Hey, Democrats, maybe instead of wasting our taxpayer dollars on some trust fund to go build houses, maybe you ought to get the government out of the way and let the people of Montana build their own houses. I mean, the housing crisis in Montana is pretty simple, easy to solve. You just let people build houses. You know, this obsession with affordable housing and workforce housing, at the same time that they're refusing to allow subdivisions to be put in, they're refusing to allow people to drill wells in subdivisions. They're doing all of these different things to make it very difficult to build housing, and then at the same time saying, oh no, we should do a $500 million trust fund to have the government take our taxpayer dollars and go build houses. That's not the job of the state government, Democrats. That's not what the state government is there to do. That's not why we have a state. Where in the Constitution of Montana does it say that the government should become a home builder and should go out and build a bunch of houses? It's truly ridiculous, and I'm going to keep playing these. What's hilarious, too, is that these quotes that I'm playing, these clips that I'm playing, these come directly from the Montana House Democrat Twitter account or the Montana Democrat Party Twitter account. And I'm going to play them again because I just think it's hilarious that this is the best that the Montana Democrats, this is the best they've got. And that's why they're tweeting it out. And so, hey, they're going to tweet it out. I'm going to play it because I think it's actually good for us. Meanwhile, Gianforte signed a number of actual tax cuts and tax rebates. So the people of Montana are going to be getting money, thousands of dollars back, and a number, eight different bills. Gianforte yesterday signed eight different bills, basically that all cut taxes and are going to be putting thousands of dollars back into our pockets. And it's a really, really wonderful thing. And we'll go through here, each one of them. And there was a really good quote as well from Senator Greg Hertz, another great, great Senator, Greg Hertz. Senator Hertz, Senator McGillray, both great men, both great senators. So proud to have those guys up there in Helena. But this is from KTVH out of Helena. On Monday, Governor Gianforte and Republican state lawmakers celebrated at the state capitol as Gianforte signed into law a package of bills that they called big steps for Montana taxpayers. Senator Greg Hertz says, quote, "It's interesting standing here behind the statue of Thomas Marr. We're here leading the charge just like he was. We're leading the charge for taxpayers all across the state." Great, great, great quote. I love that. And it's absolutely, absolutely true. $1 billion in tax rebates and investments, millions of dollars in long-term tax reductions. Senator Hertz says, "Today we're making it easier for Montanans to raise a family, to earn a good living, to own a home, to retire comfortably, and achieve their American dream." HB 192 set aside $480 million to provide income tax rebates up to $2,500 for a married couple. So $2,500 going back into your pockets if you're a married couple out there. $2,500. That's quite a bit of money for anybody. Now, I'm not sure those are up to numbers. I'm not sure how much you're going to get if depending on how much you make. But $2,500 for a married couple, that's a pretty significant tax cut. That's a pretty significant tax rebate. And I think they're going to process this here later this year. I was curious, you know, if this is going to, how is this going to work? What about, we're right in the middle of tax filing season. What about people that have filed taxes? What about people that haven't filed taxes yet? Apparently, it's not really going to be impacted by that. They're just going to, later this year, process it and go through and send people checks. It's a wonderful thing. And then there's also a quote from Representative Bill Mercer, Republican out of Billings, sponsored HB 192. He says, "I think this legislation is a promise delivered. When we ran our campaigns in the fall, we said we're going to shock the public. We're going to actually take money out of the Treasury and give it back to them because we overcollected." And that's what they've done. and it's a great thing. HB 222, sponsored by Representative Tom Welch, Republican out of Dillon, uses $280 million to provide tax property tax rebates of up to $500 each of the next 2 years. Okay, so that's $1,000 on top of it. So now you're talking about $2,500 plus $1,000 for that, just in two of the eight bills, folks. $3,500 for a married couple that owns a home. $3,500, and then there's also massive, massive expansions of the earned income tax credit for low-income Montanans. Huge, huge amounts of money going to low-income Montanans through that. We've got six other bills here to talk about. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It was the Daily Mail that pointed out this is not a one-off. Financial markets braced for more pain from Silicon Valley after, you know, a possible death spiral with First Republic, PacWest, and Signature Bank stocks now going down by up to 50%, and tech giants unable to access frozen billions. What is the long-term impact? Dramatic. What is Biden's answer? A $7 trillion record budget with massive tax increases, wanting to raise, you know, the income tax by 5%, raise taxes on small business, nearly doubling the capital gains tax. He wants a tax on unrealized capital gains, a massive increase again on corporations, a Medicare tax. I mean, none of this is bodes well for the economy.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned, online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Got a number of really good messages here on the Montana Talks app, which, by the way, you can send me these messages. I'll read them and react. Got the first one here from Menace from Ennis. He says, good morning, Mr. Noble. If they are really worried, they can donate to Habitat for Humanity. They build low-income housing. Great point, Menace from Ennis. Really, really great point. Why do the Democrats never want to donate to charity and go volunteer for Habitat for Humanity? But boy, do they sure want to take your taxpayer dollars and go spend those things. So that's a great idea. And of course, if Representative Abbott wants to start her own trust fund to build quote-unquote affordable housing, she's free to do that. There's nothing that prevents her from doing that. And then she can go ask all these Democrats, when they get their $3,500 plus back, they can take their $3,500 and they can go donate it to a trust fund that's going to eat up a good chunk of it on administrative expenses, and then they're going to spend it. And then we'll see what happens when I read this next message from Nicole. She's got a great point as well. Tim and Savage says, $500 million is $500 for every man, woman, and child in the entire state. Our taxes, we overpaid. Yep, exactly. Exactly. Of course, that figure includes everybody, including, you know, kids and people that aren't working, people that aren't paying taxes. When you actually do this right, it ends up being a lot more than that, because we don't count children and they're not getting any money back, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, and Frank, people that refuse to work, they don't pay taxes, you know, they shouldn't get anything back. They didn't pay anything in. You know, the Democrats then, I still have to read this statement that the Democrats put out, and how they refer to these tax cuts is absolutely preposterous. First, Nicole sends a message. She says, when you have government elected officials spending $1.2 million on food, how can we trust that they can budget our money? Give us our money back. Don't pay our money towards something that doesn't benefit us. Plus, if it's put towards housing, how do we know whether it's going into pockets? Somehow these elected persons are dirt farmers but have millions. That doesn't raise red flags at all. Exactly, Nicole. Exactly. You've got these Democrats that are so phony that are claiming to be out there for the little guy. Meanwhile, John Tester's spending over $1 million on restaurants in D.C. He's going to Silicon Valley to do $6,000-plus fundraisers with people that are associated with the Silicon Valley Bank that just collapsed and then got bailed out by the Democrat administration in D.C. And yet we're supposed to believe them that, oh, this is all on the up and up. And no, that we just care about affordable housing. And exactly the point about it going into pockets, it's like, that's exactly what always happens when you've got government. And then, so you're going to set up this trust fund. You're going to put $500 million into this trust fund. A bunch of it's going to get eaten up in administrative expenses. And then they're going to go around and try to build affordable housing. And who's going to get those contracts? Who's going to get those contracts? That's the interesting question. But let me read to you this statement that the House Democrats put out. This is so absurd. Listen to this. This is the Democrats. Quote, what the governor signed into law today is over $1 billion in reckless spending that disproportionately benefits the wealthiest Montana. Oh, my word. This thing again about, oh, it disproportionately affects the wealthy. No, these tax cuts, and I didn't even read, and then it's not spending. This shows you what the Democrats think of. They think that tax cuts are reckless spending. Think about how absurd that is to suggest that tax cuts are reckless spending. What that tells me is that the Democrats think that this money is theirs, that all money belongs to government, and that if they do tax cuts, then that's actually reckless spending. But I want to get into some of these other bills that Governor Gianforte signed, because there's a massive expansion of the earned income tax credit. There was coordinating language between these bills that made it so every Montanan is going to get help. Every single Montanan. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.